Hello, Lionhearts, and welcome to this week's recorded and live right now guided remembrance call. We call it Remember to Flourish because we believe in a flourishing world. So I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. And again, to just put some context around why we have these calls, we do believe that a flourishing world is possible, a world where every living entity can thrive. So to get there, we realize that there needs to be a new model of leadership in the world, at a personal level, at an organizational level, at a political level, and that is leadership mastery. Leadership mastery is being able to lead from your inner knowing, your essence, and the doorway to that is your heart, rather than your ego and the ego's desires. So it's getting in touch with who you are at your essence and being able to maintain a connection in that place and from there to make decisions that are going to impact how the world goes forward or your portion of the world. So how do you get to be a masterful leader? It takes practice. And what we've discovered is one of the core practices, the processes that helps people stay connected, stay centered, stay in balance, and be able to listen to that voice of wisdom inside is a practice we call remembrance. And those of you listening in tonight are probably aware of that. You've probably been exposed to Lionheart before. You probably have tried this practice out. Now, we know it's really beneficial from our own personal experience and on the hundreds of people that we've worked with over the years that have found, you know, great benefit by going into their heart using remembrance to find an answer that had eluded them up to that point, to find a path through, to break through whatever was holding them back that kept them from acting in the way they wanted to or taking a step that they really wanted to take. So that's why we offer this. We know that it's easier in a group, and so there's a community of people that we invite in to listen to these calls together. We also know that without some structure, without some support on a regular basis, it is hard to integrate this practice into your daily life. And so you can get away from that ability to access your own inner wisdom if you don't keep it up as a practice. So we offer this as a support system to help you adopt this or some version of this that works for you, that allows you to stay pretty well balanced most of the time and to know how to get back to that when you need it. So that's the reason we do it. The way these calls work is, after I've given you this context, I'm going to provide a short teaching around some aspect of the remembrance and some use for the remembrance. And then I will guide you into your heart using the remembrance to actually experience this practice and hopefully drop below the outer distractions and get to that more essential place inside where your real life exists, the one that can observe you in operation, but the real you actually is seeing what's going on. And then at the end, well, I'll leave a minute or so for questions or comments. So tonight's teaching has to do with using the remembrance on a daily basis to get some really specific help and guidance on what's the most important thing for you today. What is the priority for you? What is your heart telling you needs your attention today? What is your overall guidance for the day, the kind of the order of the day? So I actually use this myself every morning. I have a meditative practice that I use, kind of a prayerful practice that I use. And during that, while I'm in remembrance, I can ask for my purpose for the day. And if I'm quiet and I listen deeply, I will get a sense of what that is. Sometimes it comes in as just a feeling that I can interpret to mean something. I can put that into an action that feels like it's in alignment with that feeling. Sometimes I get a very direct piece of information. It's almost like a short phrase that my heart is telling me that this is a priority for the day. Now, a test, kind of a litmus test, to see if that is a true guidance for the day is, A, does it feel peaceful inside? Does it feel in alignment? Do you feel calm? Do you feel connected? And if you're in that state, you can get that information and you can trust it. If you end up with a conversation going on in your mind where there's doubt about that guidance, then it's not time yet to adopt it. It's time to drop in a little deeper below that until you get a really clear, and usually this is, if it's words, it's a very short, it's either maybe one word or a very short phrase that is very succinct. It is very clean. It is very truthful. It feels truthful. And you can trust that. So don't pretend or talk yourself into buying something if you're not actually trusting that that's the truth. But at the same time, it's a decision to say, I'm going to go with what I get. And you can refine this over time. So there's kind of a, I'll help guide you through this tonight. It's a process of refining, refining, refining until you get down to, oh yeah, this feels like it. It's kind of a clunk feeling. Like, oh yeah, just dropped in, it just locked in. I know this is what is up for me today. Now the other thing to test that against would be your, kind of your life's purpose. We all have a life's purpose, whether we're aware of it or not. We're here for some reason. Our particular contribution to the world that we're here to make. And we have a process that many of you that are listening have gone through called the highest goal, which helps you identify what is it? What is that overarching reason for your existence in this world? And if you're not familiar with that highest goal, there's a book called The Highest Goal by an author called Michael Ray, which will really help you discover that for yourself. But basically, you want your daily direction and guidance to be in alignment with that highest goal. So let's try this thing out. I'll guide you now into the remembrance. And the way we do that is we always start with where we are. We don't have to be in some Zen-like state in order for the remembrance to work, which is what I believed for a long time before someone explained to me, no, you start where you are. So as human beings, we are clay, meaning we're flesh and blood, we're physical, we're a mass of atoms here on this earth, connected to it. We are also kind of the unseen, this spiritual being that has a mind that operates outside our physical being in terms of our awareness of it. And we have this inner self, this inner essence that operates even below the level of the mind and in the ego, which is where our real life exists. So we're both. We are a spiritual being and we are a physical being connected to the earth. So we want to start by understanding what is our current state of being in all those realms. So let's do that. So wherever you are, sitting down is best. You can either sit in a chair, you can sit with your back against the wall, or you can sit in a lotus position if you're inclined to do that. And close your eyes. And we're going to check our physical state of being first. So feel your feet on the floor. And that connection with the earth energy, because we are of the earth. And you'll notice that there is, it's almost an electrical connection if you really tune in. You just do that by focusing, by paying attention, by bringing your attention to the bottom of your feet. And you'll notice something's happening there. There's some energetic connection that's flowing up through the bottom of your feet. So notice that, and notice the quality of that connection. Does it feel easy? Does it feel jagged? Is it strong? Is it more subtle? it could be different on different days and different for different people. So as you notice that, then begin to scan up your body from your feet to the top of your feet, ankles, and lower legs, and you'll notice that the quality of that energetic flow changes as you notice it through different parts of your body. So keep going up. Go through your knees, your quadriceps, hamstrings, your gluteal muscles as you sit in the chair, your lower back. As you're scanning, notice how that energetic flow from the earth is moving through your physical being. And it's different in different areas. So just pay attention. It's all information. Our current state of being. How's your lower belly? Oftentimes there's constriction in that area. As we're going through the day, we can tighten up as we're navigating the, perceived dangers of the day. We protect ourselves down there, or we experience the anxiety and unsureness in that area. Or, as we begin to notice, we start to collect there. We start to connect there in our lower belly. That's our kind of our central point, our center of a physical being. Now move up to the rest of your belly and your solar plexus and your lower back and your middle back, chest, your upper back and shoulders and neck. Many people carry tension on one of them in that area. I just noticed it again now. I was holding a little tension in my shoulder, so when you notice that, you can just allow yourself to relax wherever you notice it. So you can let go, because that's an unconscious tension that you're creating for some reason. And important, the reason is only to notice and then allow yourself to relax. Notice your throat, unexpressed communication, unexpressed need to be heard. It's often held there. Your face can hold a lot of tension. So your chin, mouth, cheeks, nose, around the eyes, and the forehead are places where tension's held. As you notice, just keep kind of relaxing in your scalp. So take a nice deep breath and let yourself relax. Okay, now as we go through the day, there are various things that happen. Some of them are deemed by our ego to be in our favor, and others not so. And when that happens, there can be this kind of emotional stew that we go through as different events occur that we can be happy about, or we can be, upset about, angry, sad, scared. So what is your current emotional state? You're just sitting here. And again, it's not that it's fixed or changed or that there's anything wrong. All of this is information about our current state of being. And they're pointers to what needs some attention. And we often are unaware of that because we don't pay attention to all this information that's coming in through our physical and emotional beings. Where we tend to live in this world is in our heads. So let's check our mental activity right now. And that's where the thoughts and judgments come in that contribute to our emotional state and the physical state of being. So rather than connect with the content of your brain, just notice how active it is. What's the level of activity in your mind? Now, what is the quality of that activity? It's closely tied to our emotional state. So is it humming, or is it kind of distracted and scattered, or is it very, very calm? Somewhere on that spectrum. Okay. So now we have a pretty good idea of our starting point, our current state of being, physical, emotional, and mental. And now I mentioned earlier that we are physical beings, we're of the earth, and we're also of the spirit. We are a spiritual being, that part of us that our true essence, that can observe the rest of us in operation. So let's check on the state of our spirit. And when I say that, I'm going to give you a physical location to check, and that's your heart, but it's your spiritual heart. It's helpful, though, to locate it so you can bring your attention to a place. And so imagine that you are a couple inches below the middle of your sternum, your breastbone, and in the center of your chest. And in there, you're allowing yourself to imagine, but you're trusting your imagination, what is the state of your heart? How open is your heart? How soft or hard is your heart? You hear terms soft-hearted, hard-hearted, heavy heart, light-hearted. So is there a weight that you're noticing in your heart? And where is your heart looking? If your heart had eyes, is it looking out and anticipating and receptive, or is it looking downward or backward or kind of wary? And typically you'll notice if there's a closing, a constriction, if there's wariness. So not to talk anybody into anything, just notice the state of your heart right now. Okay. Now we're going to add the door opener, the key, which is your remembrance word or phrase. That word or phrase that you chose that symbolizes the source of everything you need and anything you need at any time. That there is, you're not alone, you're not totally self-reliant, that we are actually part of something way, way larger than our own perception, our own comprehension of the world, and we can tap into that because we are connected to it all, constant. We just forget. We just get distracted. And that's what your key word or phrase, your remembrance word or phrase, will begin to open up for you. So begin to say it slowly to yourself inside your heart. Now, it's common, even normal, for our brain to want to interrupt, our mind to want to grab our attention again. So what I haven't asked you to do yet, and I'll ask you to do now, if that happens, is to focus on your breath. And I like to use the box breath. So what is that? It's a series of breaths in, holding, exhale, holding, and repeat. So I'm going to do that three times now to help you drop it deeper. So I want you to inhale to the count of four. and hold to the count of four. And exhale to the count of four. And hold to the count of four. Now I want you to do that two more times on your own. Inhale to four, hold for four, exhale, four, hold, four. And as you exhale, let go, dropping. Okay, you can use that anytime you find yourself in your mind. It will help you return to your heart, into the depth. So back to your remembrance. Keep repeating, following it in deeper. Back and back. Down and down. And don't be discouraged if you find it difficult to drop in, because it is, depending on the particular day and your starting point. Just keep going. It's allowing and allowing and allowing and letting go and letting go and letting go. Okay, great. Keep going. And now we're going to ask for guidance. So, what is your highest purpose for today? It does not have to be an action item. In fact, it typically is not. It's a state of being it's a way of, you know, being in the world. It may come in as a subtle sensation that's different, and it may, you know, show up in a particular area of your being. It could be around your heart. It could be in your power center, around your solar plexus. It could be higher up, around it's higher up. You just notice what's the shift in the energy. Keeping your remembrance going, because that's how you can deepen in the information as a channel. And this can be very subtle, so do not discount anything. What is your highest purpose for this day? Is your guidance showing you? And this will typically make itself known as a sense of contribution. A emanation. Noticing, keep trusting. We're going to go for a couple more minutes and just stay with okay, so if you're feeling like there's more, stay with it after this call. We need to call in a little bit here, so stick with it, and you get that sense of that's it for now. forgot something, then write it down. Now, the recommendation or suggestion, it's helpful to know why you are here, what is your guidance for the day early, so you can actually be aware of it and conscious of it, and coming from that state. So the morning is a really good time to spend, like we did tonight, 10 or 15 minutes with the intention of asking your connection to all there is to show you what's your contribution for today. What is your highest, best use today? All right. Are there any comments or questions? Okay, well, thanks so much for joining. Please take advantage of this opportunity to deepen your connection, to stay in that state more often and for longer periods. It will really, really support you as you're moving through the world. So have a wonderful, flourishing evening or day, depending on when you're listening. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.